TORMIS, your mobile travel guide. Presented by the State Capital of Potsdam. With the kind support of history. Haus im Goldenen Arm. Dating from 1737, the Haus im Goldenen Arm is one of the oldest half-timbered houses in Potsdam. Under King Frederick William I, known as the Soldier King, Potsdam was converted into a garrison town, making it necessary to build two extensions to the city. In the course of the second extension, starting in 1733, hundreds of new houses were built in a half-timbered style, most of them with massive fronts facing the street. Only here in the Hermann-Elfleinstraße and the nearby Jägerstraße were the houses also half-timbered facing the street. One such building was the Haus im Goldenen Arm. The building was a gift from the king to August Melchior Erhard, a wood sculptor and brewer from southern Germany. From the outset, the house was thus also used as a bar. A wooden house sign above the door, carved by Erhard himself, harks back to its first owner. It shows two cherubs wielding the tools of sculpting and cooperage, the two trades plied by the master craftsman. Between them is the emblem of the gilded arm, the Goldener Arm, which gives the house its name. The Haus im Goldenen Arm is what's known as a Typenhaus, a standard house type. Such houses were based on standardized building structures that ensured rapid construction at reasonable prices. The king had himself ordered these standardized houses to be built, and he personally supervised the building work in Potsdam. The extension of the city saw the construction of about 1,000 such houses between 1715 and 1740. Many of the houses fell into disrepair in the years following the Second World War. Yet in the 1990s, the Haus im Goldenen Arm was thoroughly renovated. Today, the Baroque half-timbered house thus represents a historic testimony to an important period in the architectural and social history of Potsdam. Thanks for listening. The State Capital of Potsdam and History wish you a pleasant stay.